We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
All right, everybody, get your head right. It is a Thursday morning on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are live from Peoria, Arizona, the Padres Sports Complex. And quite the complex it is. I am here with Paul Reindl, who is our executive producer. Paulie and I are sitting in the holding cell. We got today's show and tomorrow's show. We'll be heading back to San Diego, back in the studio. We've got Brian on the board. Brian, good morning. Thanks for getting up early all week.
Of course. Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's not easy. And we're joined by also our assistant producer, Alex the Hammer Perlin. Good morning, Hammer.
What up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm feeling great today.
Man, I miss your face.
I miss you guys so much.
I can't lie. It's been a weird one out here. And I thought it would... thought it would probably be smart to address, you know, kind of what went down yesterday in our own building. You know, we had some firings in town last week at another radio company, and those were tough. It's always tough to see people lose their jobs, right? No matter if they're competition, doesn't matter. You know, it's not good for the industry when it happens, and it happened to us yesterday. At Entercom San Diego, and you know, I definitely didn't think it was fair to mention one and not the other. And some good people were let go yesterday. People that I consider dear friends. You know, next to us, AJ.
Yo, he's a legend, man.
Dude, 100%.
He's the reason why I got into radio. So
Is that right?
I started out like when I was in college. I needed an internship, and he hooked me up with a internship for the AJ show back when it was Energy 103.7.
Yeah,
and then when I did that for 2 summers, and then when I got back from college, graduated, I literally was working in construction, like I was cutting concrete, and this guy called me up one day, like out of the blue, and was like, hey, we had this opening, can you be our assistant producer? And ever since then, like with Energy turning into 97.3, and then now it's The Fan, yeah, I can't thank that guy enough.
Yeah, I knew that you had done some stuff on their show. I didn't know it was that, I didn't know you guys were that close. Well, AJ and Sarah and Hula, were let go yesterday. Dana and Jason from 94.9, who actually replaced me years ago, were let go as well. And you know, it's funny, our show is right between them. So when I'm sitting in my seat, if I look left, I see Dana and Jason. If I look right, I see AJ and Sarah and Hula. And we had a game yesterday. As soon as we got done, I left my phone in my locker, just wanted to go out and play and run around with the boys here at Fantasy Camp, and ran into grab my phone and go sit in the hot tub, and I had about 45 text messages and about 20 missed calls. And I kind of, you know, my heart jumped for a minute. And, you know, I just wanted to say to all those involved, they're all phenomenally nice people. They're all wonderful radio talents, and I'll miss all of them. And I've been a big fan of AJ's for years. Even when we were on competing stations, he did the AJ's Kids Crane, and I would make it a point every year to go by and drop off toys. He would do the same for me at when I did my big event, Can Diego. Some of you may remember that. And AJ and Hula would always stop by and drop off cans. And, you know, even though we were competitors in the morning at competing radio stations, it didn't matter. It was kind of it's a very small fraternity the broadcasting community. And, you know, while there are a lot of absolute psychopaths and sociopaths in this business, those people aren't them. They're just people that show up every day and do their job. So, yeah, I wanted to give them a shout out and tell them all how much I love them and how much I'm thinking about them, because I know I've been on that side. It's really, really scary. You really, once you do this job for a while, it's very addictive. It is. You realize, man, I can make a decent living not having to work super hard. You know, I really only quote unquote work 4 hours a day. I'm in the office. And then, you know, you think about people's routines in the morning and how mad people get when we're not on in the morning, and it trips you out. It does. And it gets to you after a while. You're like, I really want to do this for the rest of my life. So, all of my love to all of them. I hope they all land on their feet, bigger and better things, and they'll be missed, certainly by our show.
It's a brutal industry.
It is, man. It can be really tough. And
there can be really, really great days. There's a lot of really great days.
And then there's some really bad days.
And yesterday was a bad day.
Yesterday was just one of those days, man, in this business. So I really love all those people. They are fantastic. And they've done a lot for the community in San Diego as well. And so they'll be missed. And I wanted to just share my gratitude for them and my love for them as well. Some humor did come out of it, though, yesterday. And I texted the guys. I had a couple phone calls with some people and just kind of texted our crew, you know, Ben, Paul, and Hammer. And I texted everyone yesterday and just basically told them, hey, you know, this is when things like this happens, it's always a good reminder to make sure that we continue to do a good job. And I think we are doing a good job on our show. But it's just one of those kind of gentle reminders to, hey, let's make sure we're dialed in, right? Let's never give anybody a reason to say, you know, these guys are replaceable. Let's make ourselves irreplaceable. So Ben, you know, writes back his, you know, okay, yeah, right on. And then I get a text from Hammer, and it says this. So I write my kind of inspirational text. Hammer writes back, can't help it. Fake my GPS. Help me stay alive. And I sat there for a second, and I read it, and then I read it again, and I said, is Hammer texting me rap lyrics right now? And I started to read it, like rap lyrics, can't help it, fake my GPS, help me stay alive. I almost put it into a Google search engine, right? I can't help it, fake my GPS, help me stay alive. I'm like, who is this?
It's DaBaby.
Is it DaBaby? Is it Cardi B? Is it Fetty Wap? What rapper is Hammer quoting in this text? Can't help it. Like, fake my GPS. Help me stay alive.
Like if Hammer like took off his shirt one day and had like a tattoo with like a scroll or something and had that written on it, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Hammer, what in God's name were you talking about on that text?
So for me yesterday, like I said with AJ, like, man, the guy was like truly special to me. So like my head was like in a really like crazy place. I was just like thinking about like, you know, just the radio business in general, you know, my future and all that.
Yeah.
So you send that text and let me just tell you, like, for me to get fired up, like it doesn't take a lot. I was ready to run through a wall, like right there and there. I'm also stuck in bumper to bumper traffic on the freeway, man. So I got this new Apple Watch and like, man, I got like a million things going on in my head. I'm like, I'm ready to like, I'm responding back through my Apple Watch like, yo, I made it run through a wall. I can't wait to show up tomorrow and get better and better each day. I was just like going off on my phone and I'm like looking at my Apple Watch and it's not showing that I'm saying any of these things. So then I'm like looking and I don't know what's going on. And I thought I ended the message and I tried to send it again and none of it sends. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I'm like trying to f on my phone because I don't know how to get home because I missed the exit because I'm trying to do all of this on my Apple Watch. And yeah, and that's and then all of a sudden you guys text back like, "Hammer, what's going on?"
I was like, "I wrote, are you on mushrooms?"
I'm like, "Yo, did I send a text or something?" And then I didn't know what I sent, and then I felt and then I look at it when I finally got home, and I was just like, "Gosh darn it, man!"
Yeah, he writes back. He goes, "Sorry about that. Hungry dogs do anything to get a bite. Let's never lose our hunger, boys." Which is that's what I was looking for in the first one. Not, I can't help.
Which also sounds like a rap lyric.
That yeah, it's I can't help it. Fake my GPS. Help me stay alive. I'm like, what on God's green earth is he talking about? It was so in a time of, you know, being pretty bummed out. I had to laugh. And that's really my favorite part about Hammer. Hammer will make you laugh in a time when you need it most. So
unintentionally, Hammer, of course.
Yeah, of course. I'm really sorry. I know what that's like, man, to lose somebody that you know was kind of a mentor to you, you know, and not having him in the building every day. It's going to be a bummer for all of us, man. And me, usually me and Paul and Hula were the first three people in the building every day, so we always got a chance to chop it up in the morning. And so, yeah, man, it's one of those tough days in radio that, you know, we plug on, we soldier on. We've got a lot of fun stuff to get to today. Ben will be in shortly. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I love being out here. I love after we get off the air going in at the fantasy camp, sitting at my locker. I mean, having a locker, Hammer, you know this, having your own like locker in a locker room with a bunch of people around and, you know, putting on your uniform, coming back after a game, sitting at your locker, having all your stuff in it. There's something really cool about it. And it's, you know, it's great to play baseball out here and, you know, run around and hit and throw and catch. But being in the locker room and then going into the trainer's room and having a trainer like rub your arm down after you sit in a cold tub, there's nothing like it. It really is. It's like my favorite part of this whole experience. And, you know, doing that yesterday, getting to do that again today and tomorrow, I got to tell you, though, I miss home. I've been gone since Friday, and I miss my wife, and I miss my son a lot. And we were FaceTiming last night, and I think he's over it. He's basically just like, yeah, don't bother coming home at this point. You've been gone that long. So, no, it's such a blast out here, though. But I'm ready to get home.
I'm with you.
Please come back. I miss you guys so much.
FaceTime and Megan yesterday. You know, it's like the longest we've been apart.
Yeah.
Since we started dating, and now we're engaged and sitting there FaceTiming yesterday. Miss the dogs as well. Sitting there FaceTiming. Got the dog looking at me on the computer.
Yeah, like, where you at, dude?
Like, dude, come home. What is this crap?
Yeah, I'm both the same way. Miss Dada, where's Dada? Dada home. I'm like, it rips your soul out. Last year, at this time, he was a baby.
Right.
And, you know, so you're like, hey, I'm not super mad about getting out of town for a week. Now, he's like my little guy. And so I'm really, I'm a little bit out of sorts not being at the house. But I wouldn't trade it because this is a phenomenal, phenomenal experience.
Right, it doesn't feel like it's a work trip.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah.
We're not going to conferences all day.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a lot of fun.
It's the time of my life.
I mean, we have a doubleheader today, which is going to be I'm ecstatic. I get to play 14 innings after doing this today. So if Padres Fantasy Camp is something you're looking at and you're getting insanely jealous about, I couldn't recommend it more. Obviously, it is. It's one of the best experiences.
Trevor Hoffman showed up in the middle of our game.
Oh, yeah. Hoffy just walks out into the field, and he's in the Browns. And we're like, I'm looking at Paul. I'm playing short. Paul's playing third. And I go, Paulie. I mean, I've met Hoffy 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, please don't boot it. They hit one to me, too. And I was like, oh, God, don't boot this. And made the play to end the inning. And I'm running off the field. And there's Hoffy there waiting for me to give me a high five. That is a surreal experience. And it's just been a blast. So coming up next, though, on Ben and Woods, speaking of surreal, my God, I used to listen to the Jim Rome show pretty religiously. And now usually by the time we get out of work, I'm off doing something else. And I don't get to listen to Romy much anymore. He's one of my favorite guests we've ever had. He makes you feel so good about yourself. We had him on yesterday. In case you missed it, we're going to replay that for you next in our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight. And it's so wild to talk to Jim Rome and hear him say your name on the radio. It's very, very strange. We'll play that for you next. It's Ben and Woods on 97. All right, welcome back to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We will wait for Benny Higgins to get in here. He's not going to be coming in here, Paul. Ben has never been in a holding cell in his life. Ben will be in the studio in San Diego. Paul and I are out here at Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona. Lovely, lovely Peoria, home of every chain restaurant you could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm not mad at it.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst thing ever. All right, very simple guys.
Went to one
Paul.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I did too. I went to McAllister's Deli for dinner alone last night. I did not go out with the team.
Yeah, you're the one guy that didn't go to dinner.
Works for me. It's fine. I had plenty of work to do. You know me, always working. It is Ben and Woods. Like I said, we'll wait for Ben to get in here. Paul and I out at Fantasy Camp. But yesterday, great job, everyone, getting Jim Rome to come on and spend a little time with Ben and Woods yesterday. We're obviously his lead-in every single day, and we've had him on before. It's a weird – I'm telling you, it's just weird. It's weird hearing – it's weird talking to Jim Rome. It's weird. That's the best way to put it.
The shtick that he had, like the way he talks.
He's always on.
The style of his voice. I don't know what it is, but when you hear him come on and he's on his headset, so yeah. It's crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
And you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it is very, very, it's weird. And he's fantastic. One of my favorite, I would love to have the guy on, you know, once a month. It's just, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're a colleague. It's very, very strange. But we had him on yesterday and we chopped it up with him for a little bit. And here is that interview for you. It's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight with Jim Rome.
Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us from Torrey Pines and the Farmers Insurance Open, he is a newly minted Radio Hall of Famer. You hear him every day here on 97.3 The Fan from 9 to noon, right after our program. It is a pleasure to once again talk to the great Jim Rome. Romey, it is great to have you back in San Diego today.
Ben Woods. Brothers, what's going on, guys?
Man, it is always great to hear your voice, and
it's so surreal.
I'm gonna have really to I'm gonna love date it. Myself a little bit. I have to think that when I was back in high school or college, I remember going out to Torrey Pines to the tournament and seeing you do a show, probably at a card table for the Mighty 690. It was probably one of your Scrub Saturday shows, but this is definitely not the first time you've done radio out of Torrey Pines.
Let me translate that for you. Yo, Rome, you're old enough to be my dad. You gotta stop with that. No, this is definitely not the first time I'm on that same card table. I'm back where it all started. Torrey is so beautiful. Hey, guys, really quickly, I have a don't do this story. Can I participate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Do not go to Kansas City in January for the AFC Championship game. Well, period, that. Right. But do not do it in just a suit and try to be a hero and think that you'll be all right and try and tell yourself that it's just some mind over matter bullcrap. Like, if it doesn't mind, it won't matter. Or if you don't mind, it won't matter. It mattered. Don't do that ever. That did not go well. I was hoping never to work outside ever again. Yet here I am in Torrey. Outside.
I saw your tweet, Romy, and I saw your tweet with just your little thin hat is all you had for that trip. Now, you're a veteran. You're a pro. You know what's you see 5-6 moves down the road. How were you not prepared for that? And the
great question. What a great question, to which I do not have a great answer. Like some pro, right? I'm playing checkers. They're playing chess. My producer from New York, Drew Kaliski's like, hey, you know it's going to be cold? I'm like, yeah, hello. Yeah, I know it's going to be cold. I get this. I got this. I'm fine. And then I show up in just a suit and an overcoat and a scarf. I get out there. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what are you doing? Nobody wore a suit. Everybody's out there with the right shoes, the right thermals. And I'm just trying to be a legend, trying to be a hero. I have never been so cold in my life. Like, I'm still cold from that day. So I did not have the right answer. That is my don't do this story. Don't be an idiot and don't show up in 12-degree weather in a suit and think you're going to be all right and that it's going to be fine because it won't be.
So, Woods, we owe a ton in this business. Everyone does to Jim Rome. One of the things we do a lot that Jim Rome, he may not have invented, but certainly perfected, the use of little, you know, sports drops, little sound bites from athletes or coaches. And, Romy, I was at the San Diego State game last night at Viejas Arena. Happened to run into one of your CBS Sports colleagues now, Pete Gillen, who was calling the game for the Aztecs, number 4 team in the country. And I couldn't stop thinking about the old drop that used to run about, what was it, Leave It to Beaver and Duke?
Certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
That's the one.
It's unbelievable, right? You know, it's really kind of a funny thing. Like, I certainly did not come up with that. I certainly didn't come up with anything. But even when I was in Los Angeles, I get this quite a bit, guys. Like, who was your influence? Who'd you listen to? And the fact of the matter is, back then, there really wasn't that much long-form programming. Like, there was just people wanted to be play-by-play guys. But there was a guy back in the day, and this predates everybody pretty much listening, unless you're like 90. There was a guy named Jim Healy. And Jim Healy used to play these drops, unbelievable drops. Like, his entire show was drops. And he became legendary for that. So I don't want to say that's where I got that from, but that's the first time that I heard that, and it always, always worked.
That's pretty much my idea of a perfect show, is nothing but drops. They're my favorite. They make me laugh in my car. They make me laugh when I'm on the air, and that's what's funny. Rome, I got to ask you this. Obviously, everyone listening to Ben and Woods right now, you're listening to us talk to Jim Rome, which, again, is still surreal for me. But, Romy, speaking of surreal, there's a point in every broadcaster's career where you look at it and you say, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe – I'm actually talking to you now from Padres Fantasy Camp, which is such an amazing thing for us. It's still surreal for me. when you've been doing this as long as you have, and you just said you had to go work the championship game, I know it probably feels like a grind sometimes, but do you still look around and go, I can't believe that this is my life? And second part of that question is, what was the coolest thing that ever happened to you in this business, where you looked and said, hey, I'm sitting next to Muhammad Ali, or whatever it might have been?
All right, so to answer the first question, every single day, and I'm not trying to be cute or try to tell you what you want to hear. Like, I get this. Like, the best thing that ever happened to me was I went to college at UC Santa Barbara, and I walked on that campus, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. That was, like, that was my biggest – I was a benefactor of that. Like, people trying to figure out their life. I already – so I knew what I wanted to do, and I negotiated the price with myself. Like, never, ever give in. Burn the freaking boats. Go to work. Put your head down and never stop. So that was my advantage, except for one thing. I stopped. Like, I had a really bad experience in Santa Barbara where I was promised a job. I didn't get it. I thought the world was against me. I'm like, screw it. I'll go in my family business. And I did that, and it went horribly. My old man fired me. I tried to go into sales. That went even worse. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I knew I don't want that life. I'm not good at that life. I need to chase the dream. And then I got back into radio. I did a part-time gig in Santa Barbara on vacation relief. And from that very day going forward, every single day has been amazing. Like, no bad days. There's some bad shows, but no bad days. In terms of, like, the best thing ever, you know, I got to be honest, that Hall of Fame ceremony in New York recently was probably the best thing that ever happened in my career. It just was so surreal, you know, to see my guy Craig Kitchen there, to see my family there, to see my two sons there, taking it all in New York City, to be with a bunch of other broadcast professionals who are going to the Hall of Fame. That probably was the preeminent day of my entire career. It was amazing.
Got to get a take out of Romy here since, of course, great SoCal guy from San Diego to Santa Barbara, anywhere in between. The L.A. City Council, what they did yesterday, trying to encourage Major League Baseball to strip the Astros and the Red Sox, by the way, of their World Series titles and just hand them to the Dodgers because, well, they're just sitting there. I know you must have an opinion on that.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I hope as soon as they're done with that, they can sit around and talk about how they can just hand me a $1 million check. In fact, why don't you give me a $5 million check? Give me all your money. Listen, you know, I've said this from day one. I didn't make this up, but I've gone with this from the very second I got on the air. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. It's only cheating if you get caught, and they did get caught. They're not going to rip that trophy from those two teams and give it to L.A. You've got a reason to be pissed. I understand why you're upset, but stop wasting time and energy and taxpayers' dollars. And even if they did get that championship, is that the way you want it? Is that what the trophy that you want? So, no, that's not going to happen. They must have better things to do. There have got to be schools or roads that need work. And, again, once you're done with that, just give me some money. If you're going to just light money on fire and waste time, just give it to me. I'll put it to good use.
I couldn't agree more.
I like money.
I think it's embarrassing. I think it's one of the most mortifying displays I've ever seen. We are talking to the great Jim Rome, Hall of Famer, here on Ben and Woods this morning. Obviously,
talking to the mediocre Jim Rome. You guys got to stop with that nonsense.
Well, no. I mean, we've actually been
I mean, you guys
mediocre.
Are awesome, but you
we've been
you
called
stop.
Mediocre, but I'll call you great. You're a Hall of Famer, man. So, are we allowed to call it the Super Bowl? Or do we have to call it the big game? Whatever. Who do you like in the big game, Romy, coming up here in a couple weeks in Miami?
Nothing worse than a guy like me, like a guy who's paid to have takes and be really definitive, get on the fence and say, yeah, well, you know, it's kind of early in the week. It's a really good matchup. It's a really, really good matchup. And I've kind of gone both ways on this. Like, I'm looking at San Francisco, and there's almost nothing that they can't do on either side of the ball. You might not trust Jimmy G fully, but when I was in the midst of hypothermia and frostbite in Kansas City on Sunday, my take was, listen, they don't need this guy to win that game by himself. They just need him to make a few plays and a few throws, and they'll be fine. Running it the way they do, getting after the quarterback the way they do, with that depth, with that swagger, I think Kyle Shanahan's a freaking genius. It's kind of hard for me to go against San Francisco, and although I used to not live in this spot, if you can get them plus two, at least at this point in my life, this time of week, I'm thinking, I'm leaning. How's that for definitive? I'm thinking I'm leaning Niners.
I underestimated the Niners all year long. I'm done doing that. I think they're the best team in football now, and I refuse to believe it. Now I do. I think they've convinced me finally, which, of course, is when the ground falls out from underneath me. You're coming up at 9 o'clock from Torrey today, the Farmers Insurance Open. Golf, obviously Tiger's going for 83 to break the record from Sam Snead. He makes golf relevant anytime he tees it up, but it is an amazing field this week at Torrey Pines. What do you have on tap today, and what are some of your thoughts on the tournament this week?
Yeah, we're going to break that down. We'll definitely talk about that. And in terms of Tiger, he makes his debut, so that's a big thing. We know he's won here eight times before. It's the closest thing to a home track. I don't think he's going to run down Jack, but I think he's going to get Sam, and he might get it this week. In fact, I would say he's the guy to beat this week, and not because, like, he's back. Not because his swing is back, not because he's putting well, not because physically he's back together. I think the guy's back because, like, the edge is back, that Tiger swagger, that confidence, that belief, and you know he's comfortable here, so we'll get into that. I know you guys have probably hit this already, but I definitely want to talk about that dust-up. Not even a dust-up, but that near riot between Kansas and Kansas State last night. That was a bad, bad scene. And really quickly, in terms of the guests, Tony Finau will be here. Pat Perez, who's a wild man, will be here. Journo Rex Hoggard will be here. Charlie Hoffman. And one of my favorite people, he's going to be on the phone, not here, former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink is going to join me on the phone. So we got a big-time show.
Pat Perez, my former co-player on the Torrey Pines golf team, class of 1993. He was number one. I was number nine on the B squad.
Well, I didn't know that. So what was he like? What was he like then?
He was an absolute wild man. I was, as my co-host will tell you, I was the honor student.
He still is.
Like, Pat and I lived in completely separate worlds. He was the rock star on the golf team, and I was the humble, meek student who never really got to play because I wasn't good enough to play with those guys.
He is so great. That's a really great story. I didn't know that. I love Pat Perez. He is still a wild man. So I can't wait to sit down with him. He hit me up this week before, and he texted me. He's like, dude, can I have two segments? You guys know how it is. Every other guest is like, can I have 2 minutes? He's like, can I have two segments? Hey, Pat, I'd give you all 3 hours if I could. So he's going to be smacked out in the middle of hour number one.
Can't miss radio. Looking forward to it, Romy. So appreciate you checking in with us a little bit early this morning. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the lead-in. Thanks for the support. Have a tremendous day.
That was Jim Rome on our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight, appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. And I listened to most of that interview with Pat Perez that he did yesterday at the end of the 9 o'clock hour. It was pretty awesome. He was talking about how Phil Mickelson has gotten in such great shape. And it's inspired Pat Perez to go work out a little bit. Now, he says he still eats terribly, that it's just all Mexican food all the time. But at least he's working out a little bit, inspired by Phil, who's lost like 30 pounds. And now all of a sudden he's gone from, you know, lumpy Phil to one of the most ripped 50-year-olds basically out there at this point, trying to still hit it as far as the young guns, you know, the 26-year-old Brooks Koepkas of the world, and Phil doesn't want to lose any distance to those guys. So it was a good interview, and it was so much fun, Woodsy, talking to Romy yesterday.
Yeah, man, it really was. He's like I told, like I said it earlier, I don't get a chance to listen to his show much anymore. Obviously, we all grew up listening to him, but to hear him come on and say your name is a weird, weird existence. I still couldn't kind of get over it yesterday. Does it inspire you, Ben, and me to go out after seeing our pictures that we posted yesterday to go out and drop 30 pounds? What would we both look like if we dropped a combined 60 pounds?
I don't know that we'd look that much better. Do you think it's really the size, or
I do.
I think I don't know that we could ever look great, though.
I don't think we're ugly. I don't think that we are as hideous as our pictures portray. I think we're both fairly handsome guys. We're not hideous. I think we both need to drop 30 pounds each.
And that would help. Well, you're on your way.
Yeah.
I'm not quite on my way. You're on your way.
I feel like you should see my diet this week. It's ridiculous. It's the worst thing. All right. Full disclosure. I bought a sleeve of Nutter Butters the other day at the gas station. There's like seven of them in there. I woke up at midnight last night and I ate six at midnight in my bed. All right, so I wouldn't say I'm on my way.
Yeah, you're on a trip. There's trip food and there's home food. It's totally different realms and they never cross over. So yeah, you go away from home. There's no way you can stick to a diet. It's almost impossible.
Zero chance.
All right, let's keep moving here in our 5 o'clock hour. We got some Hammer Time coming up. The Mets, since you're out there at Fantasy Camp in baseball, we have a new manager, it looks like, in Major League Baseball, one of the teams that fired their skipper recently. They've got a new manager at the helm. We'll get to all the news that came out of baseball yesterday. That is coming up with Ben Woods here Thursday morning. Glad to have you with us on 97.3 The Fan. New Baseball America Top 100 Prospects came out yesterday. Did Stephen Woods and Paul Reindel land on it after their first couple of days of fantasy camp in Peoria, Arizona? We'll find out in just a second. First, let's get a check of traffic early on a Thursday morning. See how it's looking out there for the first time on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Nice and quiet all around the county so far this morning. Nothing to slow you down out of the South Bay. 24-minute drive from Chula Vista up to Sorrento Valley. East County looks good, and so does the South 15 South 5 coming down from the North County. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's the weather out in Peoria today?
Hi, Ben. It's a touch chilly in the morning in the desert, as you know, and then it gets pretty toasty in the afternoon. We'll have a doubleheader today, Paul and I, so we're really gonna have to grind through it, but it's, you know, obviously it's the best thing ever. I had a wild moment yesterday sitting at lunch, and I was sitting there. Randy Jones was to my right, Mudd was to my left, Fred Kendall was across from us, and Tom Seidler was across the table, and we were talking about old school stuff, right? Of course, Randy Jones is there, and him and Mudd were telling me as we sat in this beautiful cafeteria, Ben, beautiful, right? And they've got roasted pork, and they've got veggies, and they've got three different kinds of salad, and they've got fruit, and they've got sliced deli meats. They've got all kinds of drinks. Anything you could imagine to snack on or have for lunch, nutritious, delicious food. And I said, man, this is quite a spread they have here. And Mudd and Randy just rolled their eyes, and I go, what? And they said, you should have seen it back in our day. And I go, RJ, tell me about it. He goes, Woodsy, I'm not even kidding. He goes, you know what we had at spring training? Saltines and water. And I started laughing. And he goes, I ain't joking. We had saltines and water. You got a little bit of meal money. And if you could scrape together enough to get two hot dogs, that's what you ate. And Mudd said it when he was at camp. You know, and obviously they were at camp different times, right? So Mudd said when he was at camp, he goes, after we'd finish up practice, there'd be a giant line. And we would all go stand in line. And you had a cup, like a size of a red Solo cup, essentially. And you would walk up in this line, and they would pour you a ladle of soup. And you would eat your soup, and you would have some water, and then they'd say, go get them. And that was it. That's what they had. That was their spread. Nutrition, you know, 30 years ago or 50 years ago, whatever, was just not a thing in baseball, which is the weirdest. Isn't that amazing? Like, these are your guys you're putting on the field. Let's give them a ladle full of soup and a glass of water. I'm pretty sure they ate better in prison.
Of course, back in those days, you weren't investing
millions,
the giant amount of resources that you are today in players. You're not going to pay a guy $30 million and then say, here's your saltines and water.
Yeah.
See if you can operate at max efficiency after having nothing to eat. So you got to match the training table has to match the resources that you pour into the roster, into the players, and it makes sense that they've upgraded. I'm glad that they have, getting to the modern times. I'm worried, though, a little bit about one thing.
What?
So 1 month from today, February 23rd, we'll be headed back out to Peoria on a Sunday for spring training, and we're going to be doing three shows out there, and you realize when we go back that you won't have the run of the place like you do now.
Correct.
Everything's going to be off limits. So just get used to the fact that everything you can do right now, you will not be able to do in a month when we return.
And I feel like I've taken a little bit of advantage of, you know, being a fantasy camper. And hey, could I grab these pants? Are just a little bit too big. Could you look and find me another? Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Now, listen, we're going to tip the clubbies at the end. But to have a clubbie, the guy, you walk in, your locker's all organized, Ben. Your shoes are polished. It is, your spikes are clean. It's wild. And, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be able to just walk in that clubhouse, hey, and everyone's going to rip up, hey, Woodsy, hey, how'd the show go? It's not going to happen. No one there. You know, Matt Strom walked by us yesterday. I go, hey, Strom, we'll see you on with us tomorrow. He looked at me like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Woods. That's Paul. You're on our radio show. And I just started sweating profusely, just embarrassed, you know, so. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to. It's going to be quite humbling.
The highlight of the week is the training staff.
It really is.
Yeah, it's awesome getting all the cool gear, playing on the nice fields, the clubbies, the training staff.
It's the best.
Our boy Ricky.
Ricky.
I had a little sore elbow after throwing the ball around yesterday. I walk in, he goes, all right, hold it like this. He like puts my arm to the left. He goes, do you feel that? I'm like, no, not really. He goes, all right, we bend it the other way. He goes, do you feel that? I'm like, yep. And he goes, all right, well, if it was to the left, that's a sprained elbow. If it's to the right, that's tendonitis. So we're going to use this big machine. We're going to wrap you up, And, dude, 5 minutes later, I'm feeling ready to go.
It is crazy.
You know that when you walk out of the room, though, they're talking with each other and going, can you believe these guys' bodies? Oh, my God. I mean,
oh, yeah.
They're used to working on prime professional athletes, and now they've got a bunch of, weekend warrior types invading their space. They cannot be too happy about it.
You say weekend warrior. There's a guy, yesterday he goes, hey, I think I might have said this yesterday. I can't remember. He goes, hey, could you give me some batting tips? Oh, yeah, I told you. I haven't swung a bat in 35 years. So not even weekend warrior types. I mean, just guys that haven't done it, but they're all having – when you see the look on their face when they get a knock or something or make a play, it's priceless. It's like watching a little kid do it for the first time.
On the other end of the spectrum, we also have a guy out here that has been to 28 fantasy camps.
Yeah, he's been to 28 of all the Major League Baseball fantasy camps. It's kind of his thing. I'm like, how much money do you make,
what
my
do you
friend?
Do, and can I come work for you?
Yeah, seriously. It was so he's just kind of making the rounds. So it's been really cool. It always is.
So when we come back next month, we'll get a chance to see the real baseball players, including three of the top 25 prospects in all of baseball who are going to be in Peoria. A couple of them in the big league camp. Mackenzie Gore ranked sixth on the new Baseball America Top 100 that came out yesterday, and he got an invitation to the Major League camp at spring training. And from, everything we're hearing, will at least be given a fair shot to make the team either out of spring or sometime early in the season. Luis Patino is also going to be in big league camp with the Padres. He was ranked 18th in the new Baseball America Top 100 and cracking the top 25 for the first time. And he has skyrocketed up less than a year in the organization since the Padres drafted him in the first round. C.J. Abrams now 22. Yeah. In all of baseball, that is a serious and significant rise from where he was, last year, still being a college baseball player.
Yeah, it's going to be fun too when we're out here.
High school baseball player.
Yeah, it's going to be fun when we're out here too, Benny, to go be able to watch those guys and introduce ourselves to those guys, knowing full well what's expected of them in the organization and knowing really what their goals are. I mean, the thing is that with the new social media, you can kind of gauge what a player's personality is like before you ever see him play. And all of those guys are pretty active in social media, and they're very excited and kind of focused and ready to, make the big club here in the next couple of years. So it'd be good for us to get out there and meet those guys, man, develop some relationships and watch them in action. I'm really excited about sitting there after we're off the air and just watching these young kids play baseball.
The other top 100 prospects in the Padres organization, six total. Taylor Trammell, acquired in the Franmil Reyes trade last season, checks in at number 73. Catching prospect Luis Campusano is at 79. And Adrian Morejon, who we saw at the end of the season on the big league club, still counts as a prospect, though. He's at number 89. Padres also had three just outside the top 100, according to Baseball America. Ryan Weathers, I think, might have been in the top 100 last year, so stock dropping slightly out of the top 100. Flaming reliever Andres Munoz, who we saw in the Padres' pen at the end of last season, and Gabriel Arias is also just outside of the top 100. So even though they've graduated some of their prospects to the big league level, like Fernando Tatis Jr., the minors remain fairly stocked for the Padres heading into 2020.
Yeah, they really do, and I think they're going to continue that. A.J. Preller obviously is really, really good at that. The thing I want to know, Ben, that I feel like we should talk about is are the Padres done? Is this what we're going into 2020 with? It's been very, very quiet. I know that Ozuna just signed with the Braves. I know I had also heard a rumor that Starling Marte is going to go to the Mets, and I know that was somebody that the Padres were interested in. So I just wonder, is it all over, or do you think there's still moves to be made for A.J. Preller and the Padres?
Well, we're getting very close to spring training. I thought there probably would be another move coming, but it's been pretty quiet. Now, A.J. Preller has made moves all the way up until opening day in the past.
That's true.
He picked up Craig Kimbrell, on the eve of opening day, basically, in his first season as GM. So it's not necessarily over. I think there's still a lot of dominoes to fall. We still have two managerial hires coming, and that doesn't include the Mets, who seem to have their guy in Luis Rojas, who was their quality control coach last year. Just 38 years old, they've decided to go from within. I think it makes sense. The players seem to like him a lot. He's actually Felipe Alou's son, brother of Moises Alou. Pete Alonso tweeted about Luis Rojas, said loved having him as a double-A manager when he was in the minor leagues. Marcus Stroman tweeted out, said loved being around him on the bench last year. So one way to go, I think, if you got to hire a manager at the last minute, basically just go with someone you know your players are going to like, and that removes a little bit of the drama potentially in your clubhouse.
Yeah, I saw him. I didn't know a lot about him, and we were actually kind of sitting when I was sitting at lunch yesterday with those guys I just mentioned. Nobody there really did either, you know. But I did see Keith Law was praising the move as, oh, look at this. The Mets probably inadvertently hired a really good manager because it's the Mets, and they seem to butcher everything from time to time. So apparently by all standards, he's going to be a good fit for the Mets. And they needed to do something, obviously, after the Carlos.
And just because I was confused, and so I had to look this up, he really is Luis Alou, but that's the maternal name that they all use in their family. And the Washington Nationals, where he was a minor leaguer with, they asked him to change it to his birth certificate name, which was his paternal surname, Rojas. But he's a full brother of Moises and son of Felipe, so he could easily just be an Alou brother as well. But he just goes by Luis Rojas. So just,
that's wild.
I thought that was interesting. I wasn't totally sure what was going on there.
Yeah, and I still don't totally understand why. Why you can't just use your last name.
Yeah, I know. So. I don't know either. Speaking of last names, last name Perlin, nickname Hammer. Let's get to today's edition of Hammer Time.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer Time.
What's the maternal surname in your family, Hammer? Perlin is the paternal surname.
Oh, Brown.
Brown.
Yeah. Shout out Linda Brown.
Linda Brown.
That's my mom.
That's an easy one to remember. Yes. Bring back the Brown.
Absolutely.
What's on your mind, Hammer?
What's on my mind? So I was watching a video yesterday on Twitter, and I've seen this growing up, and nothing in the world makes me cringe more than seeing somebody pick up a little dog by their skin, and they just pick it up from the back. And you see a lot of like breeders do this with little puppies, and it kills me, and I think it's one of those things in this world that should be illegal. I think it should be part of animal cruelty to pick up a dog like that, because there's no way that it feels good for a dog to get picked up by the skin on their back.
Now, that's an interesting... Okay, go ahead, Woods.
Well, Benny, we're probably going the same direction in that that's how their mother carries them.
What?
That's how the mother
Correct.
Carries their puppies. By they bite them on the back in that flabby neck. Yeah,
okay.
like Paul has it, I have it, and Ben, we all have that flabby neck.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen it before.
The back of our necks. You could feasibly pick us up by the back of our neck, and it wouldn't hurt us that bad. It's just all of our loose skin.
But my issue with that is the reason why the mom has to do it is because that's her only option.
She doesn't have hands.
We as humans have other options to pick up this puppy in a more comfortable manner.
That's
why,
a good point.
Why are we picking it up in the most... worst way, I feel like.
But, Ben, I also feel like Hammer is being just a touch hypocritical because, Hammer, aren't you a big Michael Vick fan?
I respect what that guy does on the football field. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, well, he electrocuted dogs in a swimming pool.
He also was an electrifying athlete on the field, and that is what I respect him for. Shout out number 7.
Okay.
Interesting. Hammer, I love that you have the empathy for the critters out there. I don't really think it hurts them at all, though. My dogs, they play, and that's the spot where they go for, and it doesn't seem to bother them. They have fun, and they like to tug at each other's little necks flat back there, and that's just
not
what they
do. I can't imagine that's fun for these dogs. Like, all right, me and my brother, we horse around, and we just start punching each other in the body. We just take body shots. And
body blows.
That doesn't feel good.
No,
I wouldn't want other people to come up to me and just start taking body shots because they're like, well, that's how he plays around with his brother. No, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess your Hammer makes the best point of all is, we have hands and we have, you know, fingers, and we can pick them up under their belly and bring them close to us. There's no need for somebody to pick up a dog by the back of their neck. Now, another dog, sure, I guess, is the point. But, Hammer, there's also no need to pit two dogs against each other and electrocute the one that loses. Just FYI.
But if he repays for his sins, pays his duty back to society, I mean, it is what it is. Let's not bash Michael Vick right now. We're talking about the people that are holding dogs the wrong way.
So,
but it's really cute when you've got one in each hand and you can hold them up like
no,
that.
No, it's not cute.
Oh, Ben, that that's psychotic. Not They're not dead ducks, Ben.
Exactly.
They're holding around the neck. All right. That's hammer time.
Stop. Hammer time.
It's weird. This is one of those things that we've always kind of argued about. I think Michael Vick has turned over a new leaf, and I love to give guys a second chance. And, you know, have you heard anything bad about him since he went to prison? He served his jail sentence. He's come back. From all reports, he's been an animal advocate. You have not heard one bad thing, any trouble with the law,
hey Ben,
anything about Michael Vick since then.
Ben, how many people has OJ decapitated since Ron and Nicole?
You don't know for a fact that he hasn't stopped killing, though. Michael Vick, we know for a fact. He's done
no, we don't.
With the dog thing.
You know, OJ, I see him on Twitter. He's playing fantasy football. He's playing golf. Guy looks like he's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Maybe we just give him the benefit of the doubt. How about that?
He hasn't really served his time either. We'll be back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Ryan will report next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.